This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For people leaving prison, it can be hard to find meaningful work that pays a decent wage. A nonprofit out of California works to teach incarcerated people to write software, to code. Elisa Roth visited the Indiana Women's Prison to see how it's working.
The idea of learning to code while she's incarcerated intrigued Ashley Wallace. She had already done a food safety course and a reentry program. Coding is
another skill set I can have, so when I get home, I have something I can go on and be able to do.
That doesn't mean Wallace's coding classes were easy for her.
Thing I said I wanted to quit a few times, but I pushed through and I made it, and I'm actually really glad I did.
The Last Mile program started in 2010 at San Quentin Prison in California. Today, it's expanded to six other states, including Indiana and Oklahoma. It offers tangible job skills for incarcerated people who might want to get into coding when they're released.
We will do everything we can to help you get to the goals that you want.
Molly Rowe finished the program in this classroom at the Indiana Women's Prison almost 3 years ago. Now she works for The Last Mile, helping her fellow graduates. Today, she's talking to more than a dozen students who sit at attention behind large computer monitors.
Whether that's software engineering, or you want to open a bakery, or you want to open whatever, you want to be a business entrepreneur, we have stuff for that.
One of the women in the class is Tanika Stewart. She says that support network is part of what drew her to The Last Mile.
How they train you, how up on your release, they help you find a job.
Prisons often don't have good job training programs, and women's prisons tend to have fewer courses overall and in less lucrative fields. That's especially worrying since so many women support young children. Margaret DeZerga works at the Vera Institute of Justice, helping expand access to education programs in prison, and she's starting to see more offerings.
Certificates in things like computer-aided drafting, advanced manufacturing, horticulture,
wind turbine repair, and solar technology. DeZerga says states have to train incarcerated people in fields with real career potential. And she says tech jobs are exactly that. In Indianapolis, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.